Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Now the occasion here is given in 2 Samuel chapter 16. And we find here, I want to note two things. First of all, the direness of the situation. Namely that it was clear to all that the situation was hopeless. That the people, both leadership and the main body in some sense of the people, had been swayed toward Absalom. And Absalom was not a godly man. We find David toward the end of this little episode lamenting Absalom. But it's the lament of a godly father for an ungodly son. Absalom was not a godly man. We find Ahithophel, this counselor of David, having gone over to Absalom, and we see the nature of this man when God defeats his counsel, the nature of his response. He goes and he commits suicide. That gives you, in a nutshell, the outlook of this uprising. You think, well, Israel is comprised of people who know God. Well, it was comprised of a small group of people who wanted power and saw opportunities to get it. And see, David responds here, and he says that many are they who say of me, there is no hope for him, no help for him in God. And so, this is another situation in which David is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you hear the tormentors of the Lord Jesus at the same point? The ones who now see him on the cross, as we see in Psalm 22 and Psalm 69, them saying, he saved others. He can't save himself. Come down and we'll believe in you. So is there that saying, there is no hope for him in God. There is a taunting of the believer by the unbeliever, believing that they surely now have the upper hand. And this is useful for us. We see David's response in this situation, and we see that this is a type of the Lord Jesus, and we follow the Lord Jesus. So we find that in this point, David finds himself put in a corner. And how is what is the nature of the response? Well, we find that David, like the Lord Jesus, and ourselves in the oughtness of it, cry out. We find in verse 4 here, David says, he puts it in the past tense. Verse 4 says, I cried to the Lord with my voice. If you remember the history as it's recounted in 2 Samuel, David is heading away from the city, and he is he's weeping, and he knows that this is not good, so to speak. But he is attempting to get spies into the situation where Absalom is. And we hear him saying, Lord, will you not defeat the counsel of this one who was my bosom counselor? Lord, will you not defeat this counsel? And we see this recounted here in verse 4. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. And God does defeat that counselor. But that's only a prelude. All of Israel is still with Absalom. The interesting thing in verse 5 is he says, I lay down and slept. Everything is against David. All of Israel is against David. And yet he says, I can sleep. He says, I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. And I think in the troublesome times that we find ourselves in which the ungodly seem to be rising up in so many cities around the nation and declaring themselves to be autonomous and independent of the federal government and doing what they want here and here and here, and all of them are godless, that it can be a roiling and a turmoil for the believer. And the situation of David able to place this in God's hand in some sense is a necessary one for us, and it is a spiritual action. So we see the believer crying out and able to commit his way to the Lord. And thirdly, we find that this crying out is not a one-time action. In verse 7, not only has David asked the Lord to defeat the counsel of what was once his bosom counselor, the battle is not won at all. He has had one answer to prayer, and it was a very important one. But it still looked like David would lose the war. His mighty men that left with him were, I'm sure, old guys like himself. And it didn't look like he could possibly win. And so we see him in verse 7 continuing to pray, Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. And so there is, for the believer, not only episodic prayer and some ability to place ourselves in God's hands and rest there, but there is the ability to continue to pray and to, in this situation, to put ourselves into God's hands. It's not as if the situation is all better with one prayer, or even all better because I continue to pray. But there is an ability for the believer to say to himself, God is in control. My job now is to trust Him, to look to Him, to ask Him for those things for which I have great need. So when he now continues to say, Save me, O my God, it is a great encouragement to us to find that in these darknesses, there is a true turning to the Lord from something like the bottom of our hearts in the middle of darkness or the middle of the night or some such similar circumstance. It's not like, well, I have complete victory in my soul. I'll read the beginning of Psalm 69. It doesn't look like I have this complete victory. I have to look to Him lest the wave goes over my soul. But the believer has that ability. And that is of great comfort. That ability is of great comfort. And there is in that ability the reminder that God Himself is, in fact, the author of the circumstance, and that whatever, in fact, is in store. We see David coming down from that same mountain that I described. And they say, well, shall I bring the Ark of the Covenant with me? And David says, no, let's leave it here. If God is pleased, He will bring me back in peace. God is the one who is the author. And He will do with us that which He is pleased to do. But it is His doing. And that is certainly our situation. We have promises as God's people, as individuals in the hand of Christ. And these promises become more and more precious to us the darker the days are. Let's close in prayer.